Help us, give us eyes to see and ears to hear and minds to understand all that you've done for us and all that you do for us each day. I ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated. The story is told of two friends who meet each other on the street one day, and one of them has a forlorn, sad look on his face, and he's really near tears. And his friend says, "What in the world has happened to you, my friend?" And the other guy says, "Well, let me tell you. 3 weeks ago, an aunt died and left me $40,000. The guy said, "Well, that's a lot of money." And the other guy said, "But you don't understand. 2 weeks ago, a cousin I never knew died and left me $85,000 free and clear." And his friend said, "Well, it sounds like you're really blessed." But he interrupted and said, "No, you don't understand. Last week, an aunt died and left me $250,000. Well, the friend was confused by this point. He said to the other guy, he said, "Why do you look so sad?" The other guy said, "This week, nothing." You know, it's easy for us to get blessed by God and then forget about it the next week and seek more blessings, or maybe even demand more blessings of God. I like what one guy said. He said, however, that, you know, the blessings that I have to this point in life are so many that anything else really is kind of gravy. Some of you may remember the song, "Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One." Anybody ever heard that song before? Well, I had that song kind of going through my head, and it goes, "Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God has done." So often we forget that really is God that has given us so many blessings in this life. How often do we hasten to get more from God and forget about what God has already done for us or how God has already provided for us? And that's kind of the message of the lesson from Deuteronomy today. In Deuteronomy we read these words, "You may say that it is my power and the strength of my hand that has produced this wealth for me. But remember, it is the Lord your God who gives you the ability to have the power, the wealth that you have, and so confirm his covenant." So sometimes we forget that it's really God who's ultimately the source of the provision for the things that we have. One Thanksgiving season, a family was seated around their Thanksgiving table looking at the traditional bird, and they were, the mother of the family asked all the children to give thanks as kind of their opening prayer. And so as they were going around, they got to the five-year-old, and he began by looking at the turkey and expressing his thanks to the turkey, saying that although he had not tasted it, he knew that it was going to be good. After that rather novel expression of thanksgiving, he began with a more predictable line of credits, thanking his mother for cooking the turkey and his father for buying it. But then he went beyond that, and he joined together a whole hidden multitude of benefactors, linking them with cause and effect. He said, "I thank you for the checker at the grocery store who checked out the turkey. I thank you for the grocery store people who put it on the shelf. I thank you for the farmer who made it fat. I thank you for the man who made the feed. I thank you for those who brought the turkey to the store." And using his Columbo-like little mind, he began to trace everything from the very inception of the turkey all the way up to his Thanksgiving Day plate. And then he solemnly ended his prayer by saying, "Did I forget anyone?" Well, by this time, the two-year-old was beside himself with embarrassment at what had just been said. And so he said, "Yeah, God." And the little boy was unshaken. And the five-year-old, he said, "I was about to get to him." Well, I wonder, as Thanksgiving is approaching, are we about to get to God, maybe? Are we going to get to God and giving our thanks to him? Are we going to express our appreciation for all that God has done for us on Thanksgiving Day? The Thanksgiving part of this year and holiday, of course, is kind of turned upside down with all that's going on with this pandemic. And although many American families are going to have a traditional Thanksgiving meal, many will pause long enough to give thanks to someone or something, maybe even to God. And there's no doubt, however, that the public consciousness has drifted away from a clear worship of the Creator. Albert Mohler Jr. in the program On Faith said this, quote, "The God worshipped and thanked by millions of people bears little or no resemblance to the God of the Bible. As a matter of fact, conversation about the holiday is likely to reveal that many people have no transcendent being in mind at all. It may be that a good many individuals think of giving thanks as some form of self-therapy, with gratitude identified more in attitudinal than theological terms. The secular vision of thanksgiving feels empty and false. If there is no creator and the universe is a cosmic accident, whom do we thank? At best, all we can do is to be happy, at least in some sense, that this accident has not turned out worse. If there is no divine intelligence or benevolence behind world events, public and personal, it certainly seems like our thanksgiving is just an exercise in considering ourselves comparatively lucky. How can faith be thanked?" he said. Maybe you don't feel thankful at this time because of the pandemic that's going on or because of the fookery that's happening in the elections just passed. May I suggest that there are some things that we can be thankful for as Christians. For me, I can be thankful that I'm forgiven and I'm made holy by the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. I can be thankful that he lived a perfect life on this earth. I can be thankful that he died a substitutionary atonement for me on the cross. I can be thankful that he rose from the dead and assured me that there is life after death. I can be thankful that there is a home awaiting me in heaven. I can be thankful for the Holy Spirit that has been given to me, revealing the Father's will for me and my work in ministry. I can be thankful that the Holy Spirit is indwelling inside of me. I'm thankful for God's written word, and I joyfully embrace its authority in my life. I'm thankful for all of those who were able to preserve his word throughout the centuries, allowing it to be something that not only helps me to hear it, but also hide its treasures in my heart. I'm thankful for God and his coming kingdom and the fact that Jesus Christ is going to come back again. And friends, granting me insight into eternal measures, which allow me to try to live more the sort of life that God wants me to live on this earth. I'm thankful for daily blessings, for family and friends, my church, for health and prosperity, for home and comforts, for work and purpose in life, for the beauty of creation. I'm trying to be more thankful for all the trials that I suffer in life, remembering the words of St. Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 when he said, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I'm trying to be more thankful for all that God has provided for me. I'm really getting better about showing my thankfulness through my giving. As I give generously, I can bless the church and I can bless others. Listen to what St. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 11. "Now he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." Paul is saying that God provides for us not only what we need, but also many times gives us extra so that we can then be a blessing in our generosity by giving what he has directed us to give. This generosity will result in the whole church and individual people being blessed and giving thanks to God for God's provision. Today we're going to be offering up our money in the form of our pledges that we make to God through the church for 2021. And in doing so, we're really just giving, say, for example, a tithe, saying that we're doing that not just because it belongs to God, but also because he has given that to us to be able to try to make a difference in his kingdom. Finally, I'm trying to include thanksgiving in all of my prayers. Paul says this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Then the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." And so when you pray, Include thanksgiving in your prayers. Thank God for who He is. Thank God for what God has done for you. Thank God for the many blessings that we have in our life. It's such an important part of prayer. I'd like to conclude with a prayer which reflects some of the things for which I'm thankful. And perhaps you might be able to relate to some of these things in your life and give thanks as well. Let us pray. Oh God, You are so good. You are faithful and gracious, and You have blessed me beyond measure. Thank You for everyday blessings to which I have become accustomed, but never want to take for granted. Clean drinking water, electricity, food in my pantry, hot showers, a roof over my head, a bed to sleep in. Thank You for legs that carry me where I need to go, and hands that enable me to accomplish many things. Thank You for my hearing and my vision, and for a sound, healthy mind. Thank You for my family, my friends, my job, my neighbors. Thank You for freedom to minister to and attend my church, for my clergy friends and my many relationships. Thank You for the things You are doing in my heart and in my life. I'm grateful that by the power of Your Holy Spirit, I'm much different today than I was 10 years ago or a year ago. I'm even different than I was at the beginning of this year. And it's because of Your power at work in me, continually transforming me into Your image. I love and adore You, Lord. My heart overflows with gratitude for all these blessings. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.